Now, the Dáil has been suspended for a third time following angry exchanges. Martina Fitzgerald, our political correspondent, is here. It's getting mean and nasty again. What was the substance of it this morning, Martina?
Well, it started off, Mary Lou MacDonald raised the issue of Donala Lovely, who was a prominent Irish language figure, and she wanted to know what had happened to the Garda review of the investigation into that case. It's with the Minister for Justice since July, and she was asking the Thornish Day about that. The Thornish Day said she'd been given no notification of this issue, and that the Deputy Donald MacDonald should raise it directly with the departments. But she also pointed out during the exchange that Donala Lovely, who has since passed away, was a prominent Republican. And she went on to say, and this is the issue that seems to have riled Sinn Féin. She said, we know, as acknowledged by your party, that there has been a problem with paedophilia and sex abuse in the Republican movement. Now, Sinn Féin thought that was defamatory to their deputies and to the party. And basically, there was an argy-bargy, and the Dáil was suspended for first suspension. And then we've had two more since that.
All right. Obviously, Sean Barrett, the Cian Chorla, was dragged into all of this. What was his involvement in terms of checking of the records and so on?
That's right. He had his officials look at the records. He said they're independent, and he said that it was the Republican movement, not Sinn Féin, that was mentioned, and that he offered Ingus O'Snodhig, who had taken to his feet making the main accusations against the Cian Chorla, he asked him, would you like to check the record? Obviously, this hasn't satisfied Ingus O'Snodhig, and hence we've had three suspensions and little time for the technical group, who I suppose are the victims in all this, because for the second time they haven't had their say. By the way, it's back at 1:45. Catherine Murphy was due to talk about housing. Hopefully she'll get the opportunity.
And part of this obviously is about Sinn Féin keeping the heat on Sean Barrett about the impartiality or otherwise of the Cian Chorla, and he this morning referencing them or referring them to the Committee on Privileges and Procedures. Is there any suggestion that Sinn Féin are going to take an official line in terms of their difficulties with Sean Barrett?
Well, they have written to him and sought a meeting after the first suspension a fortnight ago, also on a Thursday, but they haven't tabled a motion of no confidence in him, simply because they'd need the support of everybody else, but they were looking to talk to everybody on the opposition benches about it. But there's two sides to this ledger. On one side, the government in circles are saying, this is grandstanding, this is what you get if Sinn Féin comes to government, and the first suspension followed really on from the Maria Cahill debate a day afterwards. On the other side, you have Sinn Féin saying, we're not being treated fairly here, and there's a serious issue with the Cian Chorla, and we don't have confidence in him.
Martina Fitzgerald, thank you.